Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners. We've got two meetings in the month of April left. County Commissioner Ted Ganz, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Not too bad.
Good.
Not too bad. Nice morning outside. I'll take this any day of the week.
Absolutely. It does feel like spring finally.
Yes.
You betcha. I just hope we could get some rain with it.
Keep doing those rain dances, okay?
We need it. We need it for sure. You betcha.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope. Nobody present for citizens' comments yesterday. No, sir.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
We did that as well. Yep.
Board of Equalization meeting and Crystal Deck, treasurer on motor vehicle exemptions.
Yep, Crystal joined us. We just had one vehicle exemption that was brought to us by SWATS. It was for a new vehicle purchase that they had there, and so we approved that. And yes, sir.
Noxious Weed Control Authority meeting. Mr. Josh Mullen on the annual Noxious Weed Control reports.
Yep, Josh stopped by every year. He has to submit a report to the Department of Agriculture here in Nebraska, and they basically do a little bit of a review over his year's work, and Josh came up and presented that report to us, and so we took a look at it and went on with the business.
And it's going to be time for everybody else to start pulling weeds here pretty soon.
Yeah, everything's coming on, you know, so if you got a bunch of must thistle growing, it's good to get it taken care of before we end up with fields full of purple. So
exactly
yes,
right.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvene and make a decision on insurance broker.
Yeah. Last week we opened bids for the health insurance. We had Swoboda Benefit Solutions, the Olson Group, which was the incumbent, and then also Cornerstone Insurance and NACO. And we deliberated on this individually all week long and looked through numbers and made some phone calls. And ultimately, we voted to award that to Swoboda Benefit Solutions out of Aurora. Chad does a really good job. He does Hamilton County and Hamilton County and Howard County, excuse me. And he does a really good job, and I think we're going to be happy with the services he provides. And he called me yesterday, and he says, "Hey," he says, he's bargaining between Lucent and Medica for the self-insurance portion. And he called me, he says, "Hey, I already got a 5% reduction in rate." So I'm like, keep going. If we can keep getting, you know, as long as we get good rates for the taxpayer and we provide a good quality product to our employees, that's what it's all about.
He's doing his job, huh?
He's doing his job, yes, sir.
That's good. Consent agenda had a couple of items there as well.
Yeah, we had quite a few things on the consent agenda. We approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting. We approved accounts payable in the amount of $17,076.17. We tabled the carpet replacement on the east side of the courthouse just to get another bid, just to make sure we're complying with the Purchasing Act. We approved resolution number 1478 and 1479, book 23, page 73 and 74, to join the Nebraska Intergovernmental Risk Management Association. That, again, comes off the back of what we approved last week for property and casualty insurance. We authorized chairman's signature on amendment number 1 to the health plan. There was some verbiage in there that need cleaned up on the current plan in regards to some of the rural clinics and getting those claims paid. So we signed off on that. And then also we approved an oversized permit for Wardcraft Homes. And then we also authorized chairman's signature on MASA membership agreement renewal. And MASA is essentially, it's an optional insurance that the employees can take out for basically life flight and that sort of thing. So it's a separate type of insurance that they can take out on their own. And so we approved that.
A couple of correspondence items as well.
Yeah, we had a notice of a claim from EMC Insurance. Here probably 3 weeks ago, hauling gravel back from Lexington with those gusty winds, some gravel blew off the trailer and struck a windshield. So we had a windshield claim there. And then also we had an informal bid from Applied Connective for the Law Enforcement Center IT services. So again, that was one of those things where we had to make sure that we had enough bids for that service there at the Law Enforcement Center.
And then finally, two reports.
Yep, Clerk's Monthly Revenue Report. And then also we've got correspondence from the City of McCook in regards to the tax increment financing. annual report.
And that pretty much did it for the agenda.
It did, yep. We adjourned probably, I think it was roughly 10:30, you know, so plenty of things on the agenda, but we moved through them pretty quickly and got that taken care of.
One more meeting coming up for the month of April.
Yep, yep. It'd be April 24th.
Yep, next Monday, 9 o'clock at the courthouse. And again, as we always say, folks can come on in and sit in on the meeting if they want.
Absolutely. Yep, stop on by.